so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
I'm having a crisis of the face.
Oh, good.
Crisis of the face.
Let's talk about it.
Do you guys ever get in your car on the way to somewhere and you look in the mirror in the car because natural light is always the best light and you go, what the f***?
All of that blending you thought you did?
All the blending you thought you did. So I have this foundation that I keep on hand because it's my tan foundation.
Yeah.
And I put it on by accident this morning.
Oh, buttercup.
And so I am July Kathleen in February right now. My face does not match my body.
I remember Carla Marie used to smack, like when we lived together and we'd walk in the sunlight, I would just feel a smack on the back of my face and because she had to rub the line in that was on my chin.
Yeah.
My jawline.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm carrying around my makeup, not in a pretty makeup bag because I have 17,000 of them, in a plastic ShopRite bag.
Yeah, those days are rough. But you know what? I assumed it was a conscious choice.
No.
I just assumed you wanted to look bronzy today.
No. Oh, man. I freaking hate myself right now.
I think you look stunning.
Thank you.
You really do. You look beautiful.
Oh, you guys are. You try to like remedy the situation and then you just keep piling more on and then you're just like, this is not good.
Look like a lady of the night. Oh, but God. Like a one for like really expensive paying gentlemen. Yeah, not a trashy one. No, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
This is an acquired taste podcast, but this is a bonus episode.
Yeah, bonus episode.
So this is just for funsies.
Because we all decided, hey, who wants to come into work even earlier than normal?
And the answer was unanimously no, but then we figured out there was something to talk about, so come in anyway.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Halloween-sized candy of podcasts.
Yeah. Can we talk about the issue that happened yesterday?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we're right now, as we tape this, we are in the process of planning our live episode. And it is coming along. It is going to be great.
Yes.
The issue is that, so Kathleen and Sam and I went to the venue yesterday. We went to the Ainsworth just to sort of walk through and see everything. And Kathleen says, so we've all agreed that the dress code for us is going to be casual, right?
Yes. Not Grammys.
Right. And Sam goes, yeah, like approachable. And I said, this changes everything.
Wait, what were you planning on wearing before we decided casual and approachable?
Well, like, she just had a whip.
2 weeks ago, first of all, I had just discussed with Sam and our sales friend, Amanda, the top hat I was going to wear.
Which, for the record, I was all about.
Wait.
I was pro top hat with the veil.
Because Amanda's like, you're wearing a veil, right? And I'm like, yeah, it's attached to the top hat.
Oh my goodness.
So I was going to wear, I have this black silk satin jacquard mini dress.
Okay.
As everyone does.
Right. With a matching black silk satin jacquard long sleeved dress that buttons over it and opens on the skirt area. So when you walk, it flows and you have a mini skirt underneath.
Totally. Oh, you're like one of those Disney supervillains when you turn corners.
Yes, exactly.
It just
like
whips
that.
Around.
And then I was going to work on fitting a corset over that, although it was dubious. And then I was going to wear my thigh high black boots, and then I was going to wear only for photos my top hat with the veil.
Oh my goodness.
Because me, this was like, because my hair is pink right now, so that's my pop of color.
Yeah.
And I was under the impression that the dress code colors were black, pink, and red.
Which you're correct about.
Which is currently what I am. So then I was like, this is all fine together. This will be fine. This will be great. And then I find out approachable, and I guess dressing like a Disney villain is probably not the most ideal.
I knew all of these things beforehand, and I was still completely on board with Beth. Like, we're like, yeah, we're going to go casual versions. The dress code colors are black, red, and pink. And like, we're gonna be, you know, it's just like, be chill, we'll do our own hair and makeup, be real chill. And then Bethany says what she's wearing, I'm like, oh, that's perfect.
But it's not,
but it's really Bethany. And that's what makes it perfect.
Come on, you have a casual corset, don't you?
You had 7 kimonos.
I know, but I got rid of them because they were
taking up room
because
from
of
your
cultural appropriation.
Now I have a caftan and some dressing gowns.
I mean, come on now. I still don't see the problem, for the record, but that's fine.
I
am wearing yoga pants.
See, and then that, okay, so then I was like, maybe it's still casual if instead of the thigh-high boots I put on, just like like combat boots,
yeah,
right?
Or
like
definitely.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But then Sam is like, I'm wearing yoga pants. And I'm like, damn it.
It's just the most Sam thing I could think of. It's always either yoga pants or romper. It's a very small pool we're drinking from.
Kathleen, what are you wearing?
I don't know. Once I went to a picnic wearing sequins, so I'm like, my judgment here is not very good.
This is why I love this room.
This is why I love this city, because if you don't live in New York City, come visit, because brunch casual involves long floral gowns. So it's
yes.
Like, you can dress up and still claim it's casual, because I, like, it's my hair's in a messy bun.
Can I quote The Office?
Please? Yes.
There's an episode where Andy's having a picnic and he's very, like, uptight with what everyone's wearing. And they're like, what's the dress code? He goes, Connecticut casual. And Stanley goes, any chance Connecticut casual is Pennsylvania business, i.e. this is what I'm wearing.
Well, you know, I just took a vacation with my friend who lives in Charlotte, North Carolina recently. And we were discussing what we were going to pack. This is when I went to Paris a few weeks ago, and I said casual.
Yeah.
And then I realized my New York casual was very different than her Charlotte casual.
Yes.
And so
yes.
We had to further clarify with like photos of clothing.
Exactly. You have daytime sequins, Kathleen.
Daytime sequins, yeah. So here's my approach to this is that I don't want to be uncomfortable.
Yes.
And I think our listeners are the type of people that we don't need to be uncomfortable in front of. Like,
right.
They're lovely
Jacquard
people.
Jacquard is very comfortable.
Soft. Yeah. Look at that thread count.
It's a high thread count Jacquard.
You know what? If this is what makes you happy, I say go for it. Maybe top it off with a casual denim jacket to bring things back down to earth.
I am wondering about, you know, I'm a texture queen, but I am wondering about top hat texture with the veil mixed with your layered jacquard.
Oh, no, it's stunning.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen the pattern.
If you bring your whip and your top hat, Sam and I will dress as kittens, and then you can be our wrangler.
I kind of am if I wear that fuzzy jacket that I was planning on wearing. More like a Muppet than a kitten, but that's fine.
No, I like it. No, I think it's what a Muppet would wear.
Yeah, right?
I think it's something that Animal would wear to a concert.
Thank you for saying
You're
that.
You're welcome.
Oh, I love Animal.
Oh my God, if an animal went to a concert, that would be the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, no, not an animal. Animal. Like the drummer.
Glad to hear where your brain's at, Kathleen.
Well, also an animal.
She's so disappointed.
I pictured a really fun concert full of animals in the audience.
I saw her eyes glaze over.
Were any of them wearing a jacquard?
Some of them were.
How many top hats?
A lot.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
And some monocles, too.
We have good news that we probably should have said earlier on. There is going to be another release of tickets.
Yes, yeah. There is.
We can't account for the amount. I'm happy that that rhymed. But there will be one more release, and it will be on the regular episode, which airs tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah. Because we're popping this out today.
Oh, we are. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast. And turn on your alerts.
Yes.
Yes.
Because that's where we're gonna be announcing this release, and it's going to be a very small release.
Yeah.
It's not like hundreds, it's like ones.
Small batch.
Yeah.
Very hard to get.
Strip club, not lottery win.
Yeah. We're releasing ones of tickets.
Making ones rain. Can we give away a little bit of gems about what's going on? Because we're so obsessed with these brands we're partnering with.
Yeah.
And even if people are really far away, they should just check out these brands, because these brands are available online and awesome. We have a partnership with Wax Cabin Candle Co.
Yeah.
You've heard us talk about them before.
Yes, you have.
She's great.
They got some candles that smell good and last a long time.
May or may not be sold at Anthropologie.
My favorite is the brunch candle.
Oh.
She's a listener of The Big Show, and she's from New Jersey.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She also has a peach Bellini I've yet to smell, but I'm very excited about the title.
The brunch candle smells like daytime sequins.
Casual. Accept it.
Very casual.
Daytime sequins.
Mm-hmm.
We got Little Words Project goodies.
Which, you guys, maybe one of my favorite things to have learned about from this morning show.
Yeah, they're
because it's great.
Amazing. How do you describe them, Bethany?
So, it's this line of bracelets made out of those little word blocks that you played with when you were a kid.
Like dice words.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And they say things like hope and be happy and brave, and they each have a number on them and like a little tag with a unique, basically, serial number. And you can register that number at their app. And then when you feel like the bracelet has served you and you got its message, you hand it on to another woman who you think could use it. And then she registers the same number. And you can follow the journey of this bracelet as woman to woman hands it off.
Which is a great idea.
You give it to a dude, too.
But I'm not giving my bracelet to anyone, I'm going to be honest.
I have.
I actually like this.
I gave my very first one to one of our listeners at the Iowa State Fair.
Beautiful, Bethany. Yep. No, I probably won't be doing that. They're so pretty. They got Swarovski's sequin crystal thingies on them.
A few years ago, my nieces gave me one for Christmas that said sparkle, and every time I wear it, I think of them.
It's so great.
Beautiful little girls.
So Little Words Project is working with us.
Yeah, and then we have Wanted Shoes.
Yeah.
Everyone is familiar
Love
with.
Love Wanted.
Yeah, they're great.
Yes.
They're great.
I might wear my literal 13 to 15-year-old wanted sneakers to the event.
Our friend,
I'm going to ask you not to.
Sherry, who works at Wanted, wants you not to. She has been trying to get you to throw those away and get a different pair for years.
Yeah, not even passively. She sent me an email last week requesting. I have to think about it. Who else do we have coming in for some goodies? We got Dolly Moo.
Mm, we sure do.
Skin Brand, Natural, Don't Animal Test. Love them.
Yeah.
And maybe some more fun bonus stuff, but the good news is the first 50 people that show up get a gift bag.
Yes. The gift bag is going to be off the hook.
That's great. So show up on time. This is really our way to get you here on time because the show is starting at 5:30.
Pure bribery.
Oh, yeah.
What's going to happen?
I was having anxiety yesterday. The reason I don't ever have birthday parties is because, A, I don't want to ever inconvenience anyone and ask them to show up to a place. And then I'm afraid they're not going to show up, period.
Yeah.
So I was like, yesterday, this is like a birthday party and I'm really nervous that nobody's going to show up.
No.
I think we're going to be okay.
Wait,
also, that you just glossed just over now. The saddest thing
what?
You've ever said.
Kathleen.
I don't have parties.
You know that we love you, right?
Yeah, I love you guys too, but I don't ever want to inconvenience anybody. Anyway, erase.
Do I have to take that
for a different episode?
Fine, for a different episode.
Oh my God, you're so British. You just apologize for everything.
Putting a pin in that.
Yeah, we are putting a pin in that. But yeah, so, and you also said, Kathleen, last night that we have more people coming to this than came to your wedding.
Yes, we do. And I'm from New Jersey, so that's saying a lot because New Jerseyans have big weddings.
Can we renew your vows?
Sure.
Neil will be there.
Yes.
He will?
Yes, he will.
Yes!
Neil, my boyfriend?
Yes.
Let's do it.
He would be in love with your husband.
Guys, he's so excited for us to have a live podcast. He wouldn't miss this for the world.
I'm obsessed with your husband. Can we talk about him a lot?
You can have him.
I know. Make him blush. I'm just joking. Very fair of complexion.
He is, I know. Very fair of complexion.
I know.
Delightful.
I mean, once you two have babies, it's all off and I'll back off. But like, until then, I'm just going to keep looking at him.
I'll let him wear my nice girl bracelet from Little Words Project.
Oh my goodness.
Not for keepsies.
He would love it.
But he could wear it.
He would hold up his wrist and go, "This looks darling."
I love him so much. He's so funny.
Oh, thank you.
Everything he says is really funny.
Yeah, well, you try living with him.
Gosh, he's great.
I'm sorry.
Say it.
He talks to the cat in this old man Italian voice. He's like, cannolo. Are you going to eat your food? I put it out.
Italian?
I put it out on the plate for you. Cannoli.
What's your husband's ethnic background? He's not Italian.
He's Jewish.
He's Jewish.
Do you know? Okay, so we did this 23andMe thing because his grandfather's. Oh, we go, Pop. What are we? Or Neil says that he goes, "What am I, Pop? Like, where? What country are we from?" And Pop goes, "We're Jewish."
The land of Jewish.
So I got him 23andMe for his birthday, and it comes back Jewish. Like, what the hell?
Isn't there some sort of map that accompanies these results?
Number one hit was Jewish.
That's not on a map.
I know.
That is amazing.
Isn't that crazy? We're like, Pop, all this time. He hasn't been lying. I think basically because of the war, there's like a region of Europeans from Poland and Germany where they can't exactly pinpoint anymore because people were displaced.
Gotcha.
It's like a chocolate box of Jews.
I think he's like basically German. He's fair skinned and he has blondish hair. So
I'll say this though. My friend Jeremy, the most German person I know, looks like a Ken doll and his last name is super German. 0% German.
What is he? If you say Italian, I quit the podcast.
He is over half Italian.
No way.
Yep. He did 23andMe because our friendship was so much based on me going, "Oh, Jeremy, you're so German." Like, rule following.
No.
Like, very linear minded, very analytical.
A wonderful cover of Edelweiss.
Oh, yeah. I was beautiful Edelweiss. I was super being racist about what Germans are and just saying like, oh, Jeremy, that thing about you is so German.
They love beer gardens with soft pretzels.
Totally. Women with pushed up bosoms and dirndl dresses. But no,
they are
0% German, mostly Italian.
And female presidents, which I can get down with.
Yes.
Or no, what is it in Germany? It's not a, it's Chancellor.
Chancellor Angela Merkel.
That's right.
Isn't that? No, never mind. That was Chandler.
Chandler,
Chandler
Angela Merkel.
It's early.
Chancellor Bing.
So anyway, so your husband very well may be Italian.
He's Jewish and Italian.
He's Jewish.
That's my dream melting pot, honestly.
All right. I'm Irish and he's Jewish.
Fantastic.
I hope you guys get a chance to do 23andMe. It's very interesting.
I'm nervous. Can I tell you why?
Yes.
And then we have to go.
Because you're going
to
come back mostly Jewish?
No. No, that would be great. My mom wants me to marry a Jewish dude, so I might as well be Jewish myself.
Oh my God. This is solid choice.
I am concerned that now the government has your DNA.
But I think it's for the better.
Conspiracy theory Bethany is like, now they have my DNA. What's to keep you all of a sudden from being in a pod of goo and you don't even know that you're asleep because the fake you has been cloned and you're walking around in a tomorrow future land of dystopian horror and you don't know that this is not reality until somebody comes in and scrapes away the zeros and ones and you realize, holy there's my lifeless body lying in a pod of goo.
Okay, I accept this as real.
I accept it as real too.
We need a question for each of us that you would ask that person to that only the real version would know, not the clone version.
What's that BBC show?
Midsummer Murders.
No, the one about all the clones.
Oh, the one with J.P. Cummings. Is that no? That's the other actor.
Black.
No, the
Dahlia,
one from Whiplash.
Black Mirror.
Black Orphan.
Hunt for the Red October.
For Red October. Black Orphan. Yeah. Okay. So here's, I just submitted.
And then we have to go.
Yes. Let me tell you. I just submitted to 23andMe. Okay. So there's a standard set of questions that you have to answer when you submit. And then there's like all these fun questions that you get to answer beyond submission that help with like research and, you know, psychiatry research and medical research and whatever. And seriously, one of the questions the other day was, have you eaten cereal this week?
Okay.
Okay, so now only do they have your DNA and your body in a goo pod, they also know everything about you and your psychological profile.
That's Paul abusing his power. Stop writing those questions.
One of the other questions was, is it true that you prefer cats over dogs? And I was like, what?
What?
No.
They haven't even analyzed my data yet.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
Suddenly you're going to be in a giant park. You're going to be cloned and they're going to feed you goat, but you don't want to be fed goat. You want to hunt, Kathleen. You want to hunt.
I think I've eaten goat before.
I don't think any version of Kathleen would hunt.
No.
Doesn't want to eat. He wants to hunt.
I want to hunt you. No, the only thing I'm hunting is sales at the mall.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, this just got weird.
We gotta wrap this up again because we're gonna follow us on Twitter.
Oh my God.
What was that? Am I clone Sam?
I think I just smelt last night's dinner.
That was horrifying and impressive.
Falafel.
Okay. erase. Follow us on Twitter.
If you cut that out, I'm cutting you.
I'm not gonna, because I don't let you guys cut out stuff too often. Acquired Taste Podcast on Twitter.
Acquired Taste Podcast. No, that's not our Twitter account, Sam. Acquired Podcast on Twitter. Acquired Podcast on Twitter.
Acquired Taste Podcast on Instagram.
Or is it? Because none of this is real.
I don't know what's going on.
It's all zeros and ones.